WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic. We look for partly sunny skies today with occasional showers and thunderstorms at a high near 81. Radar shows most of the showers that passed through our listening area this morning are now well off to the east. The line stretches from around just east of Coon Rapids down through Guthrie Center and across Interstate 80 near Stewart. The heaviest shower cells are currently south of Interstate 80 in the Stewart vicinity and moving to the east-northeast. Other showers are located west and south of the Omaha, Nebraska area and down toward the Missouri and Kansas line. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Well, the city administrator of Atlantic, Doug Harris, last night had some good news for the city council with regard to one of the city streets. Harris announced that a rough section of Highway 6 or 7th Street here in town will get a makeover next construction season, courtesy of the Iowa Department of Transportation.
Something I know that the mayor and the council's really been after here for several years is getting Highway 6 / 7th Street taken care of over from Olive Street to just east of Burger King. And their district engineer, Troy German, has reviewed that. The report that we gave them, he concurred, and they agreed to replace the concrete. So we're not just talking about doing the shoulders or asphalt. So it's a full reconstruction, and the work will be done the next construction season, I'm told. So,
great.
So that's a big investment, you know, over $1 million.
KJAN News Time is 8:02. Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning, and they're expected to act on approving uniform patrol service agreements with the Cass County Sheriff's Office and the cities of Oneida and Griswold. City leaders in both communities approved their respective agreements last week. In a related matter, the Cass County Supervisors will act on approving an increase in the number of deputy sheriff's positions by one, meaning that there will be eight instead of seven, with the fiscal year 2014 budget to be amended later to fund the additional position through June 30th, 2014. And to provide a vehicle with a majority of the expense paid for by receipts from the cities of Oneida and Griswold. In other business, the board this morning will receive a report from the City of Lewis's Economic Development Group and information at 10 a.m. from Excel Mechanical Company Incorporated on heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Again, the supervisor's meeting begins at 9 o'clock. A longtime manufacturing plant in southern Iowa plans to close its doors and lay off nearly 80 employees. Gitz Manufacturing says it will shut down its Creston headquarters and move development staff to an Urbandale location. Mayor Warren Woods said Wednesday the company sent him a letter this week with the news. The affected positions will be cut in five stages between November and June of 2014. Gitz Manufacturing makes oil cups and other lubrication-type devices. Product production will be relocated to plants in Mexico and China. The Creston plant has been around for nearly 70 years. Gitz Manufacturing, a subsidiary of Actuant Corporation in Wisconsin, has declined to comment on the closure. Police in Red Oak report the arrest of two people on separate charges Wednesday. Officials say a little after 9 p.m., 17-year-old Jacob Ryan Ballard of Red Oak was arrested in the 400 block of East Oak Street on charges of aggravated assault and disorderly conduct. The teen was subsequently released to the custody of his parent. And at around 3:25 p.m. Wednesday, police in Red Oak arrested 21-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak on a charge of burglary in the third degree. Johnson was taken into custody near the intersection of North 2nd and Cherry Streets. His bond was set at $5,000. Red Oak police say they're also investigating two reports of theft. At around 7:15 p.m., a Red Oak resident reported a person or persons unknown took his black mountain bike with silver decals. The incident occurred in the 2400 block of North 8th Street. The bike was valued at $550. Earlier Wednesday evening, an Emerson woman reported to Red Oak police someone took her son's black iPod with a neon green colored case from the Red Oak YMCA. The device was valued at $400. Anyone with information about either theft incident is asked to call the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said yesterday several people were arrested on numerous drug charges Wednesday following the execution of three search warrants. 42-year-old Jason Cornelison of Red Oak was charged with four counts of delivery of methamphetamine, possession with the intent to deliver meth, and the manufacturing of marijuana following a search of his home at 1401 and a half Eastern Avenue in Red Oak. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $100,000 cash bond. 43-year-old Bradley Adolfson of Emerson was charged with possession of meth. His bond was set at $5,000. The execution of a second search warrant in Red Oak at 205 East Corning Street resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Megan D. Reynolds of Red Oak, who faces two counts of delivery of methamphetamine. Her bond was set at $50,000. A third search warrant executed at 2404 North 8th Street, Lot 64 in Red Oak Wednesday, resulted in the arrest of 46-year-old Tammy Gleason of Red Oak on two counts of delivery of methamphetamine and possession with the intent to deliver meth. Her bond was set at $100,000. Also arrested was 45-year-old Richard Minders of Red Oak, who was charged with two counts of delivery of methamphetamine and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 cash bond. In a separate incident, 46-year-old Rodney Richardson of Council Bluffs was arrested on a valid Montgomery County warrant charging him with theft in the fifth degree. Richardson posted a $300 cash bond and was released. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker reported yesterday the arrest last week of a Nebraska man on charges associated with the delivery of suspicious mail to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office in Council Bluffs. An arrest warrant for five counts of harassment was issued September 11th for the arrest of Frank Donald Heitrich of Omaha. Heitrich was subsequently arrested and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. On September 6th, he admitted during an interview with investigators to sending packages to the sheriff's office and to other various locations in the metro area. Harassment in the third is a simple misdemeanor in the state of Iowa. Originally, investigators were looking into charging Heitrich with terrorism. However, the facts of the crime did not meet the definition of terrorism under Iowa law. The suspicious envelopes were received on May 30th, June the 3rd, June the 4th, June the 19th, and July the 10th. The suspicious nature of the envelopes varies from containing unknown powders to unknown liquids. Initial forensic testing indicated the substances were non-toxic. Further testing has isolated that the substances ranged from flour to muriatic acid. The incidents were investigated by the Pott County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Division. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that no injuries had been reported following a collision between a car and a small school bus Wednesday morning in Villisca. The accident occurred around 7:35 a.m. at the intersection of 4th Avenue and High Street in Villisca. A 2001 Honda Civic driven by 16-year-old Dean Allen Smith of Villisca was stopped at the intersection waiting to turn west onto High Street. Smith told authorities he didn't see an approaching Villisca Community School District bus because of condensation which has formed on his driver's side window. He pulled out into the intersection and struck the 2001 International School bus driven by 57-year-old Jeffrey Allen Beckett of Villisca. The bus was also occupied by two students. Villisca Fire and Rescue responded and checked the occupants for injuries, but again, there were none reported. Damage from the accident amounted to $5,500, and officials say Smith was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. The Harlan City Council is set to dispose of property within the city limits. In a meeting held Tuesday, the council passed a resolution setting October the 1st at 5:15 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the disposal of the property. The council previously determined that a city property, 808 Main Street, was not needed for public use by the city of Harlan and to enhance wide economic development. The council also passed a resolution approving a contract with Linen Construction for the Harlan Police Department's new building. City Administrator Terry Cox told the board with their approval the building will begin next month, the building project, that is, next Monday, actually. And during his report to the council, Mayor Geddes presented Pat Darren and Mike Hatfield with certificates for their years of service on various boards. Geddes and Councilman Keith Kaufman brought up the openings on the city council. Kaufman is one of the council members who is not running for re-election. Kaufman in Ward 1, Kate Kohorst in Ward 3, and Aaron Anlecker, an at-large seat, will conclude their terms in office at the end of this year. Mayor Geddes said the time is running out for anyone wanting to file nomination papers for city office.
This Thursday at 5 p.m. is the deadline to have nomination or petition papers turned in, and I know there's been a few of those taken out. I also am planning to run for another two-year term, so I'll have that turned in. There truly is still time, so you may not see the broadcast, but for those that do see this, we continue to look for engagement. And there is a time commitment. It's as much as you want to make of it. and it's getting involved with the future direction, making good decisions now and in the future for policy and growth for the community.
And nomination papers may be picked up today at the Harlan City Hall. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits is up by 15,000 to a seasonally adjusted 309,000, but the data was distorted for the second straight week by reporting delays. The Labor Department says the level is only slightly above the previous week's 294,000, the lowest in 6 years. Meanwhile, yesterday's Fed decision to delay any tapering of its economic stimulus efforts has been boosting overseas stocks, and Dow futures suggest the rally could continue when trading opens on Wall Street this morning. The Dow and S&P 500 both closed at record highs yesterday. As the Washington Navy Yard reopens to workers for the first time since Monday's mass shooting that left 12 people dead, investigators continue to gather details about the gunman who died in the shootout with police. Now officials at a Buddhist temple in Massachusetts are adding to the background. They told the Taunton Daily Gazette that Aaron Alexis visited a month ago and asked to spend the night because noises in his head were keeping him from sleeping at hotels. Egyptian security forces are carrying out another major operation against a militant stronghold, raiding a town on the outskirts of Cairo. The Interior Ministry said militants opened fire from the rooftops, killing a senior police officer as security forces approached the town. Police, backed by helicopters, have carried out house-to-house raids, arresting 32 suspects. The assault follows an operation Sunday in which a large police and army contingent retook a town south of Cairo, ending 2 months of Islamist rule there. And the Japanese Prime Minister has ordered the operator of a crippled nuclear power plant to scrap all six reactors at the site. Tokyo Electric Power had planned to decommission four of the six, but two survived the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami. After taking a tour of the plant, the Prime Minister said that TEPCO should concentrate on tackling pressing issues like radioactive water leaks, but also insisted that radiation-contaminated water at the complex has been contained. News time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Carol Liebeck, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Carol Liebeck will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Diane Wilson, age 54, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Diane Wilson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Martin Marty Boat, age 55, of Dexter, died Friday. Graveside services for Marty Boat will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dexter City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Henry Hank Daggett, age 59, of Linden, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Hank Daggett will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Francis Frank Michael Shaben, age 50, of Boulder, Colorado, died September the 10th. Memorial services for Frank Shaben will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clifford Theodore Berry, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Clifford T. Berry will be next Monday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.